Smith right out of the game. Back in the saddle again. I'm sitting there next to my buddy Wes. What's up, Wes?
I'm back. I'm home. Can you believe it?
Man, I'm excited. I'm excited. We are here on KSCO Radio. We are talking about stocks, baby.
That's right. My we didn't do our disclaimer at the beginning, but, you know, you don't want to take our advice. No. That's a joke.
Wes, you're back from Pennsylvania.
I am back from Pennsylvania.
Man, hey.
And it was fun. And it was gorgeous. And it was hot and muggy.
I'm happy to see
you,
man.
And I got buddies back there that are listening right now.
Right on.
Because you know why? I convinced them to buy a bunch of Amphill stock, but we're going to talk about that here.
But you know what, Wes? We got a lot of listeners tonight, too.
Yes, we have a lot of listeners tonight.
Blog. And all you bloggers out there, thank you so much for the support, man. This is taking off. We got a real live, important show tonight. Please call in at 831-479-1080. And why are they calling in, Wes? Who's our special guest?
We have Roger Mortimer and from Amphill, the CEO of Amphill Technologies, awesome. And Ben Castani from Snakes and Lattes.
Snakes and Lattes.
Guys, are you there?
I am. Hey, Wes. Hey, Robert. Just a quick thank you for inviting me back on for a follow-up, and nice to hear you got my two cents up and running again, and it's also a pleasure to be on tonight with the brains behind and founder of this Snakes and Lattes organization, you know, Ben Castani.
Ben, how are you?
Hey, thanks, Roger. Hey, guys. Good to be here.
Thanks for joining us, Ben. You know, with the first time that we had Roger on, we had Ambrose on from the GrowZone subsidiary of Amphill Technologies, but now we're bringing you in, and there are so many people that want to talk to you tonight, Ben.
Man, the blogs are going crazy.
They got the big guns tonight.
That's great. How are things up in Canada there, Mr. Roger?
Oh, it's good. It's good. It's hot as hell, but it's, you know, we've been having a lot of rain, but it's just, I don't know, the year's flying. I can't believe it's August, and but everything's good. No complaints at all.
Awesome.
Right on. And obviously you've been putting out a lot of news about Amphill Technologies the last few weeks, and the financials came out, and my God, everybody is so happy.
Yeah, we, you know, obviously try to keep on top of things. We try to, you know, every week or every 2 weeks at least try to give a little bit of an update on what's going on, and you know, want to try to be as transparent as possible and, you know, and show what's going on to our good shareholders. And, yeah, so far so good. Onwards and upwards, right?
Right. And now we get to introduce Ben and Snakes and Lattes to the
world.
To the world and the listeners. And even though Snakes and Lattes is already pretty famous up there, and it's going to be famous everywhere here one of these days real soon. But, Ben, I got to tell you, when I don't know if Roger told you the story, but when I was researching a certain issue with pesticides in cannabis, I came across Amphill Technologies and GrowZone. But when I saw Snakes and Lattes and what you've come up with up there with the board game cafes, I really wanted you to come on and just tell everybody how you came up with the idea, what you're doing and where you're going, and kind of explain to everybody what it is. And I really see something like this at every UC campus in California, to be perfectly honest with you.
And everywhere else.
And everywhere else.
I guess the same year. We started very small a few years ago in Toronto, and we've even in our, you know, most vivid dream, it could have never happened. Like, we're living a dream right now. We worked hard for it, but, you know, we've been at it for 6 years, and we're doing good in Toronto, and definitely thinking about expanding now.
Well, that's the way. I mean, you're getting ready to open up your third location, correct?
Yeah.
Is it the same as the other Snakes and Lattes, or is it finer dining? What's going on in that particular location?
Well, always bigger and better, right?
That's right.
The third location is the biggest to date. It's in a different part of town, so we reckon that we can also expand a little bit. You know, we used to be like downtown Toronto, the core of the downtown, and now we're expanding a little bit midtown. It's definitely a different neighborhood for us.
Mm-hmm.
But I think we can. You know, duplicating a model has been working well for us. So it's basically a coffee shop, also a bar, but the main attraction is the board games.
Right.
There's a massive collection of board games, and the people that are working there we call Game Gurus, and what they do is they teach you the rules and recommend games.
Awesome.
Now, also, you're not just, not only is it the locations where you can come and play games and have a great cocktails and great food, but you also have a distribution on these games as well, too, correct?
Yeah. The location is where people see, but a large part of the company is actually the distribution part. So we're operating a warehouse in Toronto, and we're shipping games all over Canada. We started with a few exclusives, but now we are getting into full-on distribution, meaning that we have, you know, exclusive over a few games that we usually import from either Europe or the U.S., and we are selling them to stores all across Canada.
And then you have other distribution rights in other parts of the world, too, correct?
Yeah, we're helping a good friend of us to, because I was born and raised in France. Snakes and Lattes has ties in Europe, in Southeast Asia, too, so we have exclusive over those territories to distribute some of the games. So it's very exciting.
It is very exciting because what that means is that if anybody, if you go online and order it from Amazon, mm-hmm. let's say Cards Against Humanity,
right?
They're the ones supplying it.
Yeah.
They're the ones that are doing it.
That's
so exciting. Here you have us, and this is where we go back into going back and forth. Here you have a subsidiary, Anfield Technologies, that not only has one revenue stream with the restaurants and the gaming and all that. Now you have a whole other revenue stream within that, and it's just a brilliant business plan, guys. Brilliant business plan.
It's got us on fire. Investors
absolutely.
On fire. Roger's done a great job.
Right,
great
and we've job. Got a lot. If you want to call in, 831-479-1080 is the number to call in. But what I wanted to also say is that these places are crowded all the time.
Mm-hmm.
You've hit something that is really special because, you know, everybody's got their game, you know, their phones and all that.
Right.
Well, their places are full. I mean, they're actually sitting down and enjoying board games right then and there.
Well, you get to meet a lot of people, too.
Yeah.
It's a friendly atmosphere.
Friendly atmosphere, yeah. And you're having a good time. And I just think that's awesome.
It's brilliant.
I just wish, like, we had some here in California, Ben. Do you think that's a possibility anytime here soon?
Well, absolutely. I mean, we're hitting two things. Like, the first one is definitely people want to be a little bit disconnected. Like, we don't have to be on a phone all the time. What we're also trying to cater to is the experiential. It's all about the experience now, right? We're talking about escape room, about even retail becoming experiential. So what we're trying to focus on here at Snakes and Lattes is definitely the idea of, you know, doing something different. Playing a game, not being on a phone, not being on Wi-Fi necessarily.
Right.
Having a little bit of time to socialize.
Right,
you know?
Right. That's what Americans are just getting away from. I think people all over the world are getting away from that. This is an excellent way
Absolutely.
To do it.
Absolutely. It's the same thing. Same thing in Canada. So this is where we really believe that what we've done here in Toronto can definitely be expanded across North America. So we're definitely starting to work with Roger and Anthony on a plan to definitely go south of the border.
Now, Ben, I have a question also. Are you gearing towards family nights, things like that, you know, where parents could bring their kids in as well? I heard you say bar, but is that going to be something that you're looking at as well?
Absolutely. I mean, we say bar, but we've made the conscious decision of not being alcohol forward.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole idea behind it is to appeal to families, especially on weekends.
Connecting
with your grandparents, connecting with your parents, having
awesome.
A bit of family time outside of the house. We see that every day at the office.
Because we, you know, that's something we get to West here in California. It's like pizza night, you know,
right? But
it'd be
no,
snakes and lattes,
pizza, and games. This would be a whole lot better.
Right.
This would be a whole lot better.
But just think of that fare. That's awesome.
Anyway, give us a call, 831-479-1080. Hey, Ben, would you mind taking a phone call real quick? Because we have somebody calling in all the way from Massachusetts that would love to talk to you.
Absolutely.
All right. Hang on just one second. James, can you hear me, James?
Yes, I can.
Hey, James.
How are you,
welcome.
James? Welcome.
Oh, fantastic. Fantastic.
You miss us, James?
Yeah, you guys are one of a kind, let me tell you. I've been a shareholder for a while, and You guys are definitely hitting out of the park. I know I'm on the IHUB board, you know, every day, and, you know, you have a lot of happy people that are really excited about the things you're doing, all the opportunities that are coming down the pike, all the opportunities that you guys have grabbed already. And so there's a lot of excitement,
it
you
is.
Know, that's going around.
And
absolutely.
I mean, we're excited.
Well, it really is a gem of a gem. I mean, it's hard to find companies like Anvil. I'm very happy I got in what I got in.
Awesome.
And, you know, and I think we're all going on this wondrous, you know, ride of our life kind of thing. And I can see this thing in 10 or 20 years and looking back and say, I remember the day I joined, and tell my kids and my grandkids.
And you can still talk to Roger. He'll be out of reach by then. Roger, you'll be so fabulous, man.
So the last time Roger was on, I nailed him down to talk about franchising Snakes and Lattes. And I'm assuming that's going forward, isn't it, Mr. Roger?
Yes, it is. So basically, right after Midtown gets up and running, we said it'll be first week of September. Ben can maybe give you, he's there every day on Nod and kind of give you a little rundown on where sort of that renovation's at. But as soon as that one's done, we're on to the fourth one and maybe fourth and fifth at the same time. Ben's been scouting locations, I believe, and I'll leave this, pass this off to you, Ben, but I believe you have pretty much a couple areas narrowed down in Vancouver, and you're working with a couple companies that are starting to look at destinations in the U.S.
Yeah, we want to move fast. So basically, we're definitely looking at franchising. We're also looking at securing the finance to be able to open the same type of location that we've did in Toronto in larger, major American urban centers. We're working hard on this right now.
Great.
Well, I don't know if you're aware of this, Ben, but many of the shareholders are hoping that they make enough money to open a Snakes and Lattes. There are so many people that would love to do it.
That's such a perfect win-win to hear, too. You know, you have the company does well, the shareholders do well, you know, they reinvest back in their company. I mean, literally, it's a win-win and, you know, how the market really should be, you know.
Well, it's a no-brainer to me. I look at it, and I can see this, like I said before, at every UC campus in California. I mean, and let alone all the other possibilities for it. I don't think you could go fast enough, to be honest with you. I think everybody's chomping at the bit. But let's get some more phone calls in here. 831-479-1080.
Yeah,
I know there's a lot of people.
We seem to have lost James, Wes.
Yeah, I accidentally hit the wrong button. James,
can you call
back
in, brother, when you get a chance?
Yeah, I messed up and hit the wrong button. So we have Roger and Ben locked into the actual queue because we're having problems with our VIP numbers. So I keep pressing the wrong button. So.
Well, leave the buttons alone. You've been gone too long.
I know.
Where all the buttons
it was awful.
Are.
So what are the kind of game nights that you're hosting? Because I know you're doing a lot of good things with the schools up there and with the hospitals. But what are some of the other events that you invite people to? And I got to tell you, I've got Snakes and Lattes on my Twitter. And every time that you guys send out a tweet, I also get a text message. And there's times when whoever's doing your Twitter is doing a great job, by the way.
Yeah, that's Mandy. She's amazing. She's amazing. She's perfect for it. So game nights. I mean, we definitely have the family nights where we're trying to definitely more appeal to, you know, like the entire family coming to us. Because it's board games, we organize weekly and monthly tournaments for people to come in and play games. And
awesome.
We're also trying to help, you know, like local board game designers, people who have an idea about a game, they've been at it for a few years. What we're trying to do is we have every month a game designer night where we have lots of local designers, could be upwards of 50 to even 70 people.
Wow.
Those nights who are all board game designers. They have an idea, they've been sitting on it, and we're trying to not only give them a space to meet each other and talk to each other, but also hopefully eventually being able to give them the opportunity to, you know, publish games and learn about the industry and help each other, basically.
That is so awesome.
In the next few years, we'll see a lot of good games coming out of Toronto and Canada.
Because a lot of the designers actually come to you to test the games that they've created, as I read, correct?
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense for them because there's a lot of people that come to Snakes and Lattes. We encourage them to drop their game. We have a section for local designers where a customer can grab the games, give them feedback. That's what they're looking for. Those designers need feedback in order to improve their game. And here at Snakes and Lattes, that's the main thing that we can do for them.
What an opportunity, Wes. We got this board.
And that's where I think it's going to be. Sorry to cut it there. Because Snakes, we announced that we're getting into the publishing side of things, and it takes time. You got to work out which games you're going to do, et cetera. But literally, they can cherry pick from what the feedback is because they have a whole section for the local game designers before anything's been published, get feedback, things like that. And they're the first to know what are the hot games. So it made sense. And, you know, we talked about it for a couple of weeks and then decided, okay, we're going to start out with a first game and then see how the publishing side goes. But I personally think that that's going to be a massive additional arm of Snakes and Lattes, like distribution.
Well, and didn't you also double your space for storage for distribution as well just recently?
Yeah, we did. We're ramping up distribution, as we said. So now we are serving stores across Canada. There's a lot of them, so we needed more space. So we're super happy to literally double our warehousing space to be able to ship all those orders.
Wow.
Well, we've got a lot of phone calls. You ready for some more phone calls? And hopefully I don't press the wrong buttons.
All right.
Here's Stuart in Virginia. Stuart, you're on My Two Cents with Roger, Ben, and Mr. Matias and myself. How are you today?
I'm doing great, Wes. Thanks for having me. And this is Stuart Giggling, a.k.a. the Giggler on iHub.
All right.
All right. Woohoo. Roger and Ben, thanks for being on the show. A couple of softball type questions here. So first, I'll just give both of them right away. The first one, what's the air date of the Property Brothers episode that was filmed at Snakes? And then the second question is, has a sponsor for the uplist been identified, and can you say anything about them, or are they already on the approved list? So just those two questions.
Good ones.
Thanks, Stuart.
Yep.
All right. I'll start with the Property Brothers. So many of the shows that takes place in Toronto, we've been hosting a lot of them. So I can't tell you exactly when that one is going to be aired. But what we've been doing lately is we've been hosting a lot of them, which give us an interesting visibility. Yesterday we had CFL players. So I don't know you're all about the NFL, but in Canada, we have our own leagues, and we had a couple of CFL players at Snakes and Lattes shooting a show. So we have this on a weekly basis, and I can't really tell you, unfortunately, about the Property Brothers.
But that's okay.
That's all right. It's not a problem.
That was awesome.
Thanks, Stuart, for calling in. Let's go to Brenda in Portland, Oregon. Brenda, you're on My Two Cents. How are you today?
Hey, this is actually Jeff Lawton, 21, on iHub, but that's okay.
Hey, Jeff, how you doing?
I have a few questions for you. I'm doing fantastic. I'm really excited. I got into this company because of the board game aspect. I was a huge Catan player, and I used to go to different restaurants with friends, and just the amount of people that would want to show up to play was pretty amazing to me. So I see how that's, you know, a big play. I would like to know what you think as far as what has a bigger chance of taking off, Snakes or Grow Zone. We get in a lot of arguments on iHub of what has the largest potential. What are you most excited about? I'd be curious about that. And then as I've gotten about 20 to 25 friends to invest in Amphill, I'm a big believer in what you guys are doing,
how honest
you are on just being forthcoming on what's going on. I feel really comfortable with that. I am curious about the authorized reduction of shares, maybe a buyback that you had mentioned on Twitter, as well as the poultry deal, which really excites me because it's, you know, again, just shows the power of the Grow Zone. So those are a few of the questions I had.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Thanks, Jeff.
Well, that was definitely a Roger question.
Yeah, I think it's really tough to choose between what is going to be better, so to speak, in terms of grow zone or snakes. I mean, in terms of at this immediate moment, snakes is overperforming grow zone by a lot, but also snakes is more established than grow zone is. So I think that as grow zone gets more out there, because now that we've got the first order, will it start getting more exciting? Yes. But I think snakes is sort of taking the cake right now just because of what it's doing at this moment. But there's a lot of potential for both, so it's hard to choose one and say this is better than another.
Oh, what was that?
Who's that? You guys all right?
Sorry. I didn't know I was on here.
That's all right. Well, I honestly think that they're both taking off at the same time at lightning speed. With the new regulations that have come out in California, that's got to make everybody very excited.
Well, I just look at it as a whole. This is a whole big investment for all of us. One big unit.
Absolutely.
Good question.
Let's go to John in Phoenix. John, are you on the air?
I am on the air.
Hey, John.
How are you doing, John?
I'm doing well. How about you guys?
Doing all right.
Is it hot in Phoenix?
Extremely.
Have a cold one.
I keep trying to clear the board, Roger, but there's more and more phone calls. We literally have like 7 phone calls sitting there waiting for us.
Oh, that's okay. That's all right. I'd like to get to everyone's question if I can.
Absolutely.
I think I missed one or two there, some of the dual questions, but sorry to whoever asked that. But yeah, let's keep going.
This isn't the White House briefing room where you can ask like 20 questions, guys. No, I'm just teasing. Go ahead. Go ahead, John. What do you got going on? How's Phoenix?
Right,
hot. I'll put mine as an A and a B then instead of two questions.
Okay.
My first one is on securing franchise rights. Have you decided exactly how you're going to allow somebody to secure franchise rights for certain cities? And if so, where do I sign up?
to give a quick answer on that, and it's going to be more to do with the franchising rollout probably in this week's press, but if not by next week. But without saying too much and, you know, ruining the releases or anything, but we've been introduced to a couple ex-directors of very large NASDAQ and New York Stock Exchange companies that ran on, VP for 9 years of basically finance, strategy, and dealt with franchising for those companies.
Mm-hmm.
And that was when they were in a very big growth phase. So essentially, they're now in thousands of locations on a very similar, it's not board games, but like a entertainment and food sort of industry.
Mm-hmm.
So we should, very shortly, I'll be able to explain more on the whole franchising rollout thing. I can't really get into too much detail just right here on the radio, but we are either this week or next week going to kind of give you more of an in-depth rollout plan and how that will be handled. And we do have guys working on it.
Awesome.
Fantastic.
Okay. Is there someone I can contact to talk to?
I think for now, if you get in touch with Ben, you can talk about how many requests you get all the time. He's sort of tracking the data and keeping the list of people that have been like expressing interest to do franchises across, you know, Canada, North America. And once we kind of have everything narrowed down with, call it the consultants that's going to be handling this rollout, then we can sort of give you the package and go from there.
Okay, that would be wonderful. I do have a follow-up since we're doing White House protocol here.
Okay.
what is your timing on the IK dividend?
I can answer, like, the whole audit, uplisting, spinoff dividend is sort of a one answer for all. And the reason for that is because now that we got the fiscal year-end financials done and submitted to the exchange last week, the auditors were able to start a brief review of like last quarter, year end. And so we can get a better estimate on timeframes to completion shortly. So the plan was and is to do the spinoff simultaneously with the audit completion and uplist process. And the reason being is that we want this spinoff subsidiary to be fully reporting as well,
or at least have audited financials to, you know, to speak. So we're not spinning off an unaudited Pink Sheet subsidiary from an unaudited fully reporting Pink and then trying to run two audits. And there's also a bunch of other things that get more complicated and time consuming by doing it in reverse.
Right.
So I was like a little bit more of expansion on that. I was chatting with the auditors on Friday. I think I put out in the tweet that I was going to know by Friday, like a more of a concrete deadline. We got cut short a little bit as they needed to get in touch with MNP, who's our last auditors, with regards to some, you know, standard questions that's customary with like auditing standards. And we had to arrange that for Monday. So long story short, I'll have an answer on timeline to completion on Monday, perhaps Tuesday at the latest. And I intend to disclose that timeline in this week's press. So, you know, it might be a range. So I doubt they're going to say, for example, audit will be complete on August 28th at 4 o'clock or anything like that. So just fair warning that if I give a time range, and maybe it's like a two-week time range, I'm not sure at this point, but it's just because I'm pretty sure they're not going to possibly, you know, be able to give us an exact day when it comes to the process. But, you know, they still got to fly out, physically view the inventory in the warehouses. We'll have to go through receipt sampling, et cetera. But I don't see it taking that long because our accountant does a pretty good job of keeping all the records, you know, loaded into proper softwares and applications that can be easily accessed online. So they don't have to physically come sort through boxes and boxes of stuff here. To get answers to the questions they have or things they want to double check. So they, you know, they'll have it all, or they have it fairly easily ready and accessible to them, and it should make the process get completed sooner than later. So you'll have that answer this week, though.
Okay. I appreciate it. And at some point, I'd like to probably fly up and meet with you guys and seriously discuss the franchise opportunities.
All right. There you go, John.
You're more than welcome at any time.
All right, John, thanks so much for calling in from Phoenix. And we've got a few more. At some point in time here, we are going to do one commercial, and it's going to be live with me. And you guys can all be involved in it, too. But we got to get through these phone calls because there's a lot of them.
There's a lot of them.
We need to let everybody know what's going on with My Two Cents and what's happened recently. So we're going to take the next call, which is Eric in Phoenix. Two Phoenix calls. How are you today, Eric?
I'm doing good. And first, I appreciate what you're doing with Two Cents. This is great.
All right.
Oh, we love doing it.
Even though we volunteer our time.
I got on the call late, so a couple of my questions have been answered. But
okay.
Can you describe what you're doing with the involvement with the schools and all of that? And,
Ben.
And what I would appreciate, you know, in that.
Sure, Ben. I think the hospitals, schools, and day camps and all that, I think that's for you, my friend.
Go ahead, Ben.
Yeah, absolutely. So We were asking ourselves the question: is how can we reach more people? How can we put board games in everyone's hands? And we decided that partnering with the Toronto Library System, as well as the school board, might be a good idea to put games into kids' hands. So we started with approaching the boards and just being very naive and being like, look, what can we do to help you? And the answer from the teaching committee was amazing. Actually, a lot of them knew that what more modern board games are. And we figured that there's a lot of opportunity. So at the moment, it's mainly going to classrooms, doing after-school programs, and doing summer camps. So everything based around board games, socializing. But there's much more to come.
That's awesome. Getting kids and families re-involved with that. Get them away from these computers and these phones. That's awesome, Ben.
Yeah, exactly. And of course, it's newer, kind of building new recruits.
That's right. So that's right.
Yeah.
Well, Eric,
absolutely.
Thanks for calling in, and hopefully I can figure out. There we go. I want to take a quick 2 minutes. Please stay on the other lines because I want to get this out before
Those who are holding, do not hang up.
Yeah, don't hang up. And we got a couple lines open. So if you want to call in, 831-479-1080 is the number to call. I wanted to kind of stop and talk about what's happened over the last 2 days. What's that? What are you doing?
My bad. Are we breaking? Or?
No, we're not breaking. Bad. I'm breaking. Got in other words, I'm doing the commercial live on the air. I'm taking the commercial time real quick before, because we got so many people calling in, and we want to give Ben and Roger the most time possible. When I came up with the idea of doing My Two Cents, I went to the owner of KSCO, Michael Zwirling, and I said, Michael, I got an idea about doing a show on a Sunday when nobody listens to the radio and get people to call in from all over the country.
Mm-hmm.
And also get in additional advertising into the KSCO.
Right.
And the part of that agreement was is that he give us the airtime, we volunteer our time.
Yeah.
And we'd start building the show.
Right.
Well, there's things that have changed here at KSCO, and the owners and Michael Zwirling's changed the agreement. Mm-hmm. So now we're at a point of where it is going to become a sponsored show, which is fine. It takes a little bit of time to get the advertisers out in front so mm-hmm. they can start. So I can get advertising money to pay for the show.
Mm-hmm.
Because, again, we're not looking at the companies like Amphil and other companies in the future that we're going to showcase. They're not paying us to be here. We find them. We like them. Mm-hmm. We research them. We ask them on the air to sit there and talk about their companies. Mm-hmm. We don't want them to pay us because we don't want that. We don't want that. We want to be natural and honest and those type of things. And then Robert and I sit there and volunteer our time. Well, he's changed his mind, and this needs to be a sponsored show now, which is basically $500 an hour. And he told me this yesterday morning. And so I was a little caught off guard.
Yeah, you're a little
perturbed. I've got guests coming, so no doubt I'm gonna cover the cost of the show today.
Important guests.
Important guests tonight. Coming, and I'm gonna cover the cost of the show today. And so then I started thinking, and all of a sudden, hey, wait a minute, they have that GoFundMe thing. Wait a minute. Well, why don't I try that and mm-hmm. see what happens?
Mm-hmm.
So I put a GoFundMe account together, and it's My Two Cents Radio Show. And if you like what we do, we do need to get donations. The reason I put $5,000 out there is to basically pay for about 2 months of shows, which will be commercial free, just like this one right now,
mm-hmm.
because I'm doing the commercial.
More time.
And give me the opportunity to go out there and get traditional advertisers for the show. Because originally we were just going to do the longevity commercials during the breaks and that type of thing. So if you really do like this show, you like what we're doing, you want to talk, again, all the iHub people are getting together and talk about the companies and the strategies and the lessons that we learn, go to the GoFundMe.com. Look up My Two Cents Radio Shows and please donate. We have to get to that goal of $5,000. Michael wants a month, and this is the way he works. You have to pay up front for a month of all the shows that you do beforehand. So we have to get to that before we can do our next show. And hopefully by Friday, if we get to the $5,000 mark, I hand him a check for the rest of the month of August. We keep going next week. And I go out and find traditional advertising. That's where we're at with that. So I wanted everybody to know that. And all the people that have already donated, I put this up. I literally put this up late morning, early afternoon yesterday.
Yeah.
And we've already got $1,200 donated.
Thank you guys so much.
And everybody at iHub and everybody that's contributed and donated, thank you so much.
And
keep doing this because we have a blast doing it. But all that money is going for airtime only. That's it. And we won't do commercials during the time that we buy with that money. So it'll be a whole hour with different companies and different conversations.
Well,
and we'll have Roger come back a bunch of times and all that good stuff.
Well, I'm Amphil strong, man.
You're way Amphil strong.
I'm jumping up and down. So we haven't brought any other companies on yet because we haven't really had time to research and everything else.
Right, this came down yesterday, so I haven't had time to put it all together.
And Wes, you and I discussed this, and we really, to everybody on the listening audience, I had a hard time with this because I am not one that, go out and let's start trying to raise money for anything like this. But, Wes and I really dedicate ourselves to this thing because we're really interested. We're really involved with it. I drive 2.5 hours each way.
Right, come down to the station.
To the radio station. It's a long ride. And then Wes drives a good hour. We're volunteering our time, and we don't expect to get paid. But this is really hard for us. But we really appreciate those who have
donated
to that account already. And, man, I just want to say that this show is really dedicated to helping people out and becoming well involved in these stocks. And Roger and Ben, thank you guys so much for being big sponsors and everything else for us. I mean, not paying it, but not
just coming on and being co-host. Here,
yeah, being open like this.
Right.
And, man, I just can't say enough. But, Wes, you've done a great job on this, and I appreciate it.
Not a problem. Anyway, enough of the commercial. Let's get back to the real stuff and talk to Roger and Ben.
Yeah, there
we go. So we still have a bunch of phone calls online, guys. Can we continue with phone calls, or do you want to do kind of like a corporate overview update of any type?
No, the forum's to answer calls, so let's try to at least, when they're done, then I can just yabber on for a bit if you like.
Awesome. Okay, well, James from Massachusetts is back, and we actually have several lines open. So if you want to call in, 831-479-1080. James, how are you? Sorry about that.
Yeah, no problem. It happens.
Yep. It's called a lot of buttons around.
Yeah, I hear that. All right. So my question was, one of your last tweets, Roger, was, indicating, getting to the QX, which is fantastic. And then from there, you'll unveil a plan, to get to NASDAQ. So that set the iHub board ablaze on how do we get to the NASDAQ? How are we going to get to NASDAQ? Mm-hmm. And, the specter of, reverse splitting, came up, and that sparked a huge, conversation that took up the whole weekend up until, right until the show. And so I know you can't really explain exactly, what your plans are right now, but you will in time. But just in general, how do you view, reverse splitting? Because obviously it carries a negative sentiment with a lot of, especially penny stocks, of course. There's a lot of investors that get weary, with even, people on the board talking about it. Some of the board members are very informative and they're very good. So, people listen to them. So I just want to get your 2 cents on it.
Sure. No, thanks for the question. Honestly, I'll make it clear that there's no intention of a reverse split at this time. I think I said that on the last radio show and also in at least one or two press releases.
Correct.
So if I was going to take that approach, it would have been better suited to do a year ago or when I first got involved with Ampil. But as I stated before, I wanted to keep every shareholder from the past, big or small, a part of the company today. Now, if we get much closer to our second exchange goal and need a little nudge or a big deal requires a very small one, and I mean really small, then we may consider it at the time. But honestly, it's not in the cards at all at the moment. And I think you're right. What probably sparked that was that NASDAQ tweet. And that is the goal. And I think, though, that maybe created some confusion in what you're talking about. And I actually had a couple emails and calls about it. The thing that's tough is, and admittedly, sometimes I get ahead of myself in disclosure due to excitement and wanting to be transparent.
Right.
But I want people to remember that we only introduced the new expansion and business model and did the Snakes acquisition less than a year ago. So, I mean, we've barely even gotten started yet. And we obviously have a long-term plan on where we see the company in the future and the steps to get it there. Now, if I relay it too quickly, I feel like people would roll their eyes or think I'm nuts, quite honestly. But the same way when we were at, I think it was maybe 3 or 4 cents, and I mentioned OTCQX was our first goal, I had a few shareholders who thought we were crazy. But, had I said our initial goal was NASDAQ at 3 or 4 cents, people would have surely been turned off by it, in my opinion, as, like you're saying, a penny stock. Here we go, another
big dreamer.
Penny stock, yeah, insane hopes and dreams. Yeah. But, now that we're almost knocking on that 25-cent share price and the timeline for the audit completion and therefore the uplisting to the QX, I think everyone can now agree that we should get our initial goal out of the way quite shortly. Mm-hmm. And a lot has also unfolded between the initial QX announcement and today's reality of now getting there, as we're not that far off. So, for example, if we announce our plan once we get uplisted on how we feel we're going to get to, let's say, $1 to start, and more clearly lay out our path to get there, and along the way have the internal expansion keep unfolding, then it'll seem as it should, you know, achievable and realistic, as opposed to, you know, having another investor or shareholder roll their eyes or potentially call it a pipe dream. But ultimately, though, as we as a company keep executing, everything else, I believe, will take care of itself. And the share price will grow, you know, it'll continue to grow over time. So we're not going to get to NASDAQ overnight, just like we didn't get to the QX overnight. But each day that goes by, you know, we should be closer and closer to that exchange. And as the business plan unfolds and the expansion continues, honestly, like, I think it's going to happen sooner than some may think. But, you know, that's where I've kind of – I probably jumped the gun with saying NASDAQ, and that's probably what sparked that confusion. But I just want to squash that right away, that there isn't going to be – there's no plan for a reverse split in the cards. And as we keep growing here, we're going to keep upping that plan as to how we're going to get there. Ultimately, QX is the final resting place of where we want Amphill and Snakes and Lattes and all the divisions to be trading on that exchange.
And, Roger, I just want to add, this, Robert, just, you know, the people out in the audience being able to hear your voice and tell them, you know, you're being able to tell them, hey, I'm your real person. We act sometimes, we all do. We get excited about certain things. We may say something you have to take back later. But you being on the show, giving them the real deal, this is what makes people feel much better about it. And I want to say thank you to that. And, James, I hope that that makes it feel better for you as well.
That was probably the best answer, you know, a CEO of a great company could really give, because it really kind of, you know, sets, you know, it allows us to kind of see your vision, you know, much better, without the confusion. And I agree. I mean, there's so much going on that, you know, one can get very excited. So I think we're all excited, and, you know, so we're chomping at the bit a little bit, and so that's fantastic. But I thank you very much for answering that.
Hey, James, I got a question for you. How many other CEOs did you get to talk to?
Zero.
Okay.
That's how many. Zero. And, you know, and the one I talked to is the best one.
That's,
I mean,
right.
Roger, how about that?
Roger.
Hey, Roger, how's your head? Is it swelling, man? James, thanks for calling in.
Thanks, James.
That's cool, Roger.
That's cool, Roger.
All right, so we have Russ in Washington State. Russ, what are you doing, buddy?
Oh, hey, Wes. How you doing?
I'm doing.
Good. Welcome back.
Thanks.
Hey, I'd like to thank Roger and Ben for coming on the air and just sharing their vision and the path going forward. It's just phenomenal.
Awesome.
So, you know, so awesome. Thank you, Roger. Nice to meet you, Ben. Wes, I want to mention that I will be contributing to support your show.
Thank you.
I think this is something that is tremendous, and I hope that a lot of the other iHub members can chip in a little bit, because I think the service that you and Robert provide is just outstanding. So glad to have you back, and looking forward
to future
shows.
I just want to tell you, Wes and I also contributed too, so we're right in it. We want it to happen.
Okay. You know, I got into Amphill, gosh, it's probably well over 2 years ago, and I first got into it because of GrowZone. And then when Roger had announced Snakes and Lats, you know, I didn't make the connection, but I, you know, I see it now. And the way that this company has been executing over the years has just been, you know, mind-boggling, absolutely awesome. And when the tweets come out from Amphill, I think everything just drops. I say, oh, gosh, look at these tweets from Amphill. And you go on iHub, and it's like an explosion of people just kind of sitting on the edge of the seats. And, you know, I think that speaks tremendous. But I have a question to Ben. Ben, after Snakes and Lats has their fourth and fifth location and franchising and things like this, if you were to look in a long-term plan, let's say 2 to 3 years, how many locations do you think would be feasible that Snakes and Lats could potentially have at this point? At that point,
tricky question. So, I won't lie to you. I have a number in my head. That number was, we believe that within the next couple of years we can get to our owning 10 stores, 10 extra stores in the U.S.,
wow,
like fully owned by Snakes and Lattes. Now, so that's one objective. We've kind of identified, you know, like 10 cities that could definitely, that would feel very comfortable opening a location on our own. Because now we're also looking into franchising, and I think there's literally no limit on how many franchise we can open. We're thinking about campuses. We're thinking about cities. There's so many in the U.S. Wow. that could definitely have a Snakes on Tears. So that's kind of the number I had in my mind. Then again, we need to, you know, we need to agree with Roger. We need to raise enough capital in order to make them happen. Because you know, California or New York, it's not cheap.
Right.
So we need to think about it. But that's kind of the number that I had in my head.
That's for
the
exciting. Next
few years. Yeah, Ben wants to have 10 in-house locations. That basically, you know, once you get to, or, you know, basically 10 will be always owned by, let's say, Anfield and Snakes and Lattes. Mm-hmm. But the franchising side is where it's really going to explode. And I know, I mean, Ben, you haven't really touched on it, but I think your list is probably, what, like 50 or 100 by now of people that have called wanting franchises. That's where it'll take off, because there's only so much that we can do and so fast that we can grow internally. Mm-hmm. If it's going to explode to like 100 or 200 or 300 locations in a short period of time, it has to be that franchising model. And that's why we're now taking on these, I'll call it big, you know, ex-VPs that handled franchising for large, large companies and did very well. And that's something that's kind of getting exciting too. And we're kind of learning as we go with that. But it's something that we want to have, as I mentioned before, by the end of the year. Like, once we wanted to have 5 now, kick off franchising, but the ultimate goal is to have Anfield own 10 itself.
That's nice.
Kind of like Roger, this is Russ Roger. So would it be reasonable to say over the next 2 to 3 years, under a franchise scenario, 20, 30, or 40 locations?
I think it's fully possible. The only reason, well, here's the thing, and then here's where I don't want to over speculate, but one of the gentlemen that we were introduced to, I'm not going to get into specific numbers yet, but the company that he worked for now has, during the 9 years he worked there, it was one of the that's when they really took off the franchising side, and they're in the thousands.
Mm.
So, you know.
Yeah, I didn't mean just to write a number. I was just trying to, you know, look at 2 years down the road. Just one last follow-up question. With the spinoff of Interlock Kings, would you eventually see that there could potentially be a spinoff between Grow 3 and Snakes and Lats if the timing was right?
You know, it's a very tricky one. Like, what I would say is, I guess ultimately, what would maybe be a good scenario would be to have Snakes and Lattes an independent company, GrowZone an independent company. So when someone is talking about, because the whole point on NASDAQ is you got analysts, you got coverage, and you have more exposure. So is it going to be confusing when someone looks up Anfield, there's all these branches underneath Anfield, or is it better to have, for example, SNL and it's Snakes and Lattes and, you know, it's GROW or whatever, it's, and that's Grow 3. It's been something we've always talked about, and is it creating confusion, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And that's kind of one of the reasons why I'm doing this spinoff with Interlock Kings. For now, they're going to stay together because I think it's too small to separate at this point in time with the goals that we have. But
right.
Ultimately, they should be, I think, separated and both be independent, but they have to be large enough to support themselves on a big exchange like that.
Right, absolutely. Well, I just want to congratulate, you know, especially Snakes and Lats on the working with the schools and the after-hour activities. It really shows what the corporate culture is all about, and it's just a very positive and wholesome feeling. So congratulations on everything that you guys have done. I sincerely mean that.
Thank you, Russ.
Appreciate it.
Thanks, Russ. Okay. Russ, thanks for calling in, buddy. Appreciate it.
All right, bye-bye.
And thanks for the support.
Man, that's awesome. That is so awesome.
That's awesome. So I wanted to get up there before I left Pennsylvania, but we're going to probably have to make that happen again there, Mr. Roger.
Yeah, like I said, you're always more than welcome. And maybe, you know, if you time it with Midtown, this place is going to be insane. And it's hard to even try to summarize this, you know, in a quick couple minutes here, but literally it's really going to be the showpiece of all showpieces. So, I mean, maybe try to look at end of the month, early September or something like that and come to the grand opening.
See, what would be nice, Robert, is if we can come to the grand opening and either do a pre-recorded show up there, some video, or maybe even broadcast live from there.
That would be cool.
If we hit our goal.
That would be cool.
Be awesome. We should try to plan on that.
We'll just be planning.
Your wife let you
I think that's
house?
A good idea for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Well, guys, we got about 3 minutes left. Roger, Ben, is there anything that you want to leave the listening audience with and the shareholders before? They've asked a lot of really good questions.
Man.
Or you can call in real quick, 831-479-1080. You might have about a minute. But is there anything that you want to let everybody know about?
Roger, you said you
I just
want to,
you know, I want to thank everybody, you know, all the shareholders for sort of all the support and the kind words. And you know, I get a lot of nice emails from people on the good days. but it's just, you know, it's nice to see it all being a win-win. You know, like the company's doing amazing. We're expanding like crazy. This whole thing is, like I said earlier, I mean, we just started this new model less than a year ago. And there's so much farther to go here. Like, we haven't even gotten started. And it's just nice to see it being a win-win. The company's doing well. We're expanding. It's not going to stop anytime soon. The shareholders are doing well. It's great to see this come together. It's literally like it's a dream come true, really. You know, it's amazing that this is all happening the way it is. It's going really good. And thank you to everyone that's listening that's supported our company and is involved and along for this ride.
Roger, right. I'm Anfield for life.
Oh, yeah. No, without a doubt. I've already expressed, Roger, how as far as companies go and what they've done and executed in the Snakes and Lattes and the Grow Zone, it's just really good to have. You know, everybody bags on corporations, right? Mm-hmm. These people are the ones that are doing good. They're bringing good things to people, and it's just refreshing. I want to say thank you to Roger and Ben. It was great to finally meet you. I appreciate it. Ben, was there anything you wanted to say real quick?
Well, I should come on here more often. That's amazing to hear.
Man, we'd love to have you.
Support from people all over the U.S. That's really that's such a it's heartwarming.
Please call in.
Please, definitely. And if you guys, as we go along, if there's something that you want to let everybody know, you can always call into My Two Cents and let everybody know. Next week, thanks, guys, for calling in, and we'll be in touch real soon.
Yeah.
I want to thank everybody for donating. I want to let everybody know if we get I hit our goal of 5,000, we'll be back on next Sunday.
Okay.
And I want to talk about this Viva Entertainment Company, too. That's next week, though.
Okay.
But
so where did they have to go to if they want to donate anything to? Just,
well, they're
going
to go to GoFundMe, and you look up My Two Cents Radio Show, and you can donate there.
Man, you know, Wes, I want to thank everybody out there, you guys. You guys are awesome. The blogs are awesome on iHub. The support for Roger and Snakes and Lattes, Ben, is just phenomenal.
GrowZone, all of it.
All of it.
It's been fun.
I'm excited to be here.